from KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. If you're a regular listener of this weekly feature, you know that's not the usual Tomorrow's Water Today riff. That's a clip from Bruce Springsteen's Spirit in the Night from his 1973 debut album Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey on Columbia Records. It's a ballad about a timeless ritual, teenagers going down to the lake. That song found its way into this week's program because we're doing something a little different. Instead of talking about proposed lakes, we're taking a look at existing ones. Labor Day weekend is coming up, so what better time to take a look at water levels at lakes around the region? Okay, bad news first. Cooper Lake is low. And since we're in the news business, I do need to point out that the name of the lake is actually Jim Chapman Lake. It was given that name in 1998 to honor the longtime congressman from Sulphur Springs. But the name has had a hard time sticking. The lake had already been known as Cooper Lake since 1991, and perhaps more significantly, the state of Texas chose not to change the name of Cooper Lake State Park. Whatever you call it, the lake is at about 45% of capacity. It's the lowest lake in Northeast Texas this summer. So maybe it's not as majestic as it might be from a scenery standpoint, but the state park's website says that catfishing and bass fishing is currently excellent at the park, so perhaps anglers shouldn't let that 45% mark deter them from a visit. To the south lies Lake Tewakinee, recently made famous in Division II football circles by a video featuring Texas A&M University Commerce football coach Colby Carthel and friends learning the art of noodling. Tewakinee is just shy of two-thirds full. It's at about 62% of capacity. Its eastern neighbor, Lake Fork, is doing better. Lake Fork is at about 82% of capacity. Over toward the Dallas area are the twin reservoirs that are the unofficial gateways to Northeast Texas, Lavon Lake and Lake Ray Hubbard. Lavon's not doing real well, as anyone who's driven to McKinney on US 380 recently can tell you. Lavon is at about 51% capacity, either half empty or half full, depending on your outlook on lakes. Its suburban counterpart, Lake Ray Hubbard, is doing a bit better. Ray Hubbard is at about 65% of capacity. Like Tewakinee, Ray Hubbard is just shy of two-thirds full. To the north, Little Lake Bonham is almost exactly three-quarters full. Lake Bonham is at about 74% of capacity. Both reservoirs in the Paris area are doing well. Pat Mays Lake sits at about 83% full, while the smaller Lake Crook is at about 99% of capacity. Another small municipal reservoir, Lake Sulphur Springs, is also high at 93%. Heading east along I-30 and rounding out our review of the region, Lake Cypress Springs, Monticello Reservoir, and Lake Bob Sandlin are all at over 90% of capacity. And as for our neighbors in the Arklatex, Lake of the Pines is 95% full, Caddo Lake is at 81%, and Wright-Patman Lake is 100% full. All data from the Texas Water Development Board's August 24th readings. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.